Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the game.
All right, it's Wednesday, the 24th of July. Bob Mueller is in the room. The testimony has not begun yet. Bob Mueller has made it into the room. He's shuffling papers and in the committee assembling. We'll keep you up to date on that as it unfolds throughout the day. My next guest, though, is Chad Livengood, senior reporter at Crain's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We continue to talk about the Enbridge, back and forth with the state of Michigan as it comes to regards to Line 5. Enbridge moving forward on their plans to build a tunnel, even though the attorney general has filed a lawsuit. I think it was a personal lawsuit, if I understand it all. A lot of different moving parts here as Dana Nessel tries to step in front of this project and this process. But Enbridge moving forward, where are we in this conversation?
So right now we have two legal fronts going on. Enbridge has sued in state court to enforce the deal they got with former Governor Rick Snyder's administration to allow them to build this tunnel, $500 million tunnel, 100 feet into the bedrock of Lake Michigan through the Straits of Michigan. 4.5 mile tunnel project, pretty massive engineering structure that would have to go in. It would take several years to complete. At the same time, Attorney General Dan Nessel has sued to stop and shut down the existing Line 5 pipeline.
But hold on. I have to ask you this. Did she do that on behalf of the state of Michigan, or did she do that as a private citizen?
No, she did that on behalf of the state of Michigan. Because the state of Michigan holds the easement rights for Enbridge to have this pipeline run through the bottom lands of the Straits of Mackinac. Essentially, back in the 50s, we granted the predecessor owner of this pipeline the right to have a pipeline at the bottom of Lake Michigan. And those rights are what keep this thing flowing, keep the oil flowing, 540,000 barrels a day. And so her lawsuit is trying to shut down the existing line in some type of timeline, undefined timeline that would, seek not to disrupt energy markets, although everyone thinks that if you shut this thing down early, you're going to disrupt energy markets, either in propane.
But hold on. Didn't Enbridge already say they intended to shut the line down by creating this $500 million tunnel that would be a long-term solution? And isn't it supported by Democrats all over the state as well?
Well, Democrats in the organized labor coalition are definitely supportive of building this tunnel because there's a lot of labor jobs and construction jobs. And they're also supportive of Line 5 in general because there's a lot of skilled labor that works at refineries in Detroit and Sarnia, Ontario, and Toledo, Ohio. But what's at stake here is Dan Nessel's trying to shut down the pipeline before Enbridge can build its new tunnel. They need 5 years to build this tunnel. You know, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, had wanted the existing pipeline decommissioned in 2 years. Enbridge said, no, we can't build the tunnel that fast. I mean, they have to bore this thing at about a pace of 40 feet a day across a 4.5 mile channel of water.
And why?
It'll take two years alone, Chad, just to bore the hole.
Chad Livengood with us from Crain's Detroit. Why on earth would Governor Whitmer or the Attorney General push forward with a plan that would force the closure of this line when there is no plan B? There's no plan B to bring propane in by trucks or by train or any other measure to the UP, which we know relies heavily on propane. In fact, the entire state of Michigan relies heavily on propane. We know that Line 5 is a vital artery, as you mentioned, for the entire region, for Ohio. The governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, sending a letter to Governor Whitmer here a few weeks ago saying, don't shut that down. It'll be devastating to everyone, not just Michigan, but everyone. And so Enbridge is here ready to build this thing, and it seems like they're asking for an unrealistic timeline to make that happen. It's not like Line 5 has had a breach. It had an anchor strike, which it survived quite nicely, I might add. Why do this?
The public and the environmental movement has been pushing for this thing. Some of the people in the public have been pushing for it to be put, to be closed. And there is, they have not really explained what is Plan B on day one.
There
and,
is no and, Plan B. I mean, let's be honest, the Chad, there isn't one.
And the propane supply, I mean, the governor created a task force for the Upper Peninsula for looking at its energy needs, because 65% of the UP's propane comes from Line 5. But the volume of propane use in the UP is just dwarfed by the Lower Peninsula. Lower Peninsula uses 11 times as much propane via Line 5 than the Upper Peninsula. And the governor has not created a task force for the Lower Peninsula energy needs. And that doesn't seem to be part of the conversation long-term at this point.
Right, and I continue to come back to the question, why not just let Enbridge do this project, which, by the way, they guaranteed the $500 million project, all spent here in Michigan. Michigan workers, union people, all going to work to build infrastructure that would benefit Michigan on both sides of the Straits of Mackinac, Upper Peninsula and Lower Peninsula. I don't understand. I don't see the reasoning here.
Yeah, the reasoning is that they think that this 66-year-old pipeline is in imminent danger, even though it has not had any leaks in that section across the straits.
Okay, let me ask you this. Eminent danger based on what? Is there a study that says it's about to go bad? Is there any evidence that there's something wrong with Line 5 that will cause it to rupture, fail, destroy? Because nobody wants, I get this part, nobody wants petroleum products in the Great Lakes, obviously. It would be a horrendous problem. But is there some indication that that's, you know, going to happen sometime soon?
There is not. I mean, there's not been any incidents aside from the anchor strike, and the anchor strike definitely got people's attention and concern, because just the prospect of a random anchor dropping on a pipeline, it put a dent in it, but it did not take it out of service or anything. So, yeah, this is part of the real big push-pull here that the governor and the attorney general have not been able to kind of reconcile publicly, and essentially at this point they're throwing this all to the courts and trying to basically say let's let a judge decide whether you can build this tunnel.
And I still don't understand. The question is why do you want to shut down the line that works perfectly fine? Just like we heard from the representative for the 109th district in the Michigan's UP, I can't think of her name at the moment, but she said if I could get every company that needed to do something to fix an environmental concern, it would pay for it, I'd live in a beautiful world. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten much of a good explanation from the governor and attorney general about what the long-term implications are going to be and how they're going to address that if this line is shut down tomorrow.
Greatly appreciated. Chad Live and good reporting on this one. Appreciated, as always, from Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
And speaking of business, you can start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com. You might just find a brand new job today, not just a job, maybe a career. Great paying jobs in Michigan right now in the trades. And if you don't know the trades, you might be able to get a training program for free. They might even pay you. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner right now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. moving Michigan forward.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Confessions.